Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the New York Yankees and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Hank Bauer. Batting second. The left fielder, Norm Seaborn. Batting third. The center fielder, Mickey Mantle. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bill Skowron. Batting fifth. The catcher, Yogi Berra. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Gil McDougald. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Andy Carey. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bobby Richardson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Turley. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Bob Turley. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Button. Batting second. The second baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting third. The center fielder, Gene Stevens. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dick Gurnett. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Gary Geiger. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Brewer. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Tom Brewer. And now, play ball. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is hit by the pitch. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. Bauer moves to second. One out. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button strikes out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mantle. Runnels reaches second base with a double. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bauer. Stevens reaches second base with a double. Runnels scores. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Richardson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Yogi Berra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berra hits a fly ball into left field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDougald hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett strikes out. One out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger takes first base on ball four. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Geiger moves to second. Tom Brewer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brewer hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Berra settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0 for 1 in the game. Button hits a ball on the ground towards short. Richardson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Bobby Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Turley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Bauer hits a fly ball into center field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Runnels hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Stevens takes first base on ball 4. Runnels moves to second. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 1 in the game. Jensen hits a pop-up towards first. Scourin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 1 in the game. Malzone hits a line drive towards third. Carey catches it and throws to second to double up Runnels. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 0 for 1 in the game. Seaborn takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 0 for 1 in the game. Mantle hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Seaborn moves to second. Bill Scourin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scourin is 0 for 1 in the game. Scourin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Seaborn moves to third. Two outs. Yogi Berra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berra is 0 for 1 in the game. Berra takes first base on ball 4. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDougald is 0 for 1 in the game. McDougald hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0 for 1 in the game. Gurnett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scourin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gurnett for the out. One out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Geiger hits a fly ball into center field. Mantle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. White hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Seaborn. White reaches second base with a double. Tom Brewer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brewer is 0-for-1 in the game. Brewer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0-for-1 in the game. Carey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson is 0-for-1 in the game. Richardson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bob Turley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turley is 0-for-1 in the game. Turley hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Malzone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Bauer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0-for-2 in the game. Button takes first base on ball 4. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Runnels hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Button moves to third. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Stevens hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Button scores. Runnels moves to second. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-2 in the game. Jensen takes first base on ball 4. Runnels moves to third. Stevens moves to second. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-2 in the game. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Richardson fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Runnels scores. Stevens moves to third. Two outs. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0-for-2 in the game. Gurnett takes first base on ball 4. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Geiger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stevens scores. Gurnett moves to second. It's 4-0, Red Sox. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. White hits a fly ball into right field. Bauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Seaborn hits a fly ball into left field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mantle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0-for-2 in the game. Skowron strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Yankees nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Brewer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brewer is 0-for-2 in the game. Brewer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Turley picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Turley. Brewer moves to second. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Button bunts in front of the plate. Barra fields it and throws to first for the out. Brewer moves to third. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a double. Runnels takes first base on ball 4. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Stevens hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Barra settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Jensen hits a fly ball into right field. Bauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Yogi Berra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berra is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Berra hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDougald is 0 for 2 in the game. McDougald hits a fly ball into center field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Carey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Yankees nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 3 in the game. Malzone hits a fly ball into center field. Mantle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Gurnett hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Barra settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scourin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Geiger for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Tony Kubek pinch hits for Bobby Richardson. Tony Kubek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubek hits a fly ball into center field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elston Howard pinch hits for Bob Turley. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Bauer is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Yankees nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Kubek now playing shortstop. Zach Monroe now pitching. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Brewer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brewer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Brewer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Monroe fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Button hits a fly ball into center field. Mantle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Seaborn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Seaborn for the out. One out. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mantle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0 for 3 in the game. Skowron hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 4, and New York Yankees, 0. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.